It's hard to believe that we're all back in my law offices after all these years. You know, I was just trying to remember. When did you two get married?
Oh, Harry, is it important? And I just spent 2 hours with my least favorite ex-husband. I'd really like to get the damn thing over with.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, when did you two get married?
Thank you. It was
like June of 1950, wasn't it, Maud?
November 1952.
Or was it May 1950?
No, that was the Korean War.
Listen, you know, it's 6:30. It was kind of late. How would you like to finish all this on Monday?
Oh, no.
That's good for me. Monday's...
I have not seen you in 20 years. You have not changed. You are still willing to put everything off until tomorrow. I have always hated that.
Look, Maud, it's Friday. The guy wants to go home. Besides, I can get a couple of cents
in
before...
How long will it take? I will Xerox the documents myself.
We can do it on Monday.
We can sign them and get it over.
Get up.
Harry, aren't you going to answer the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting I'm the last one here. Hello? Hi, Harriet. Listen, I'm going to be a little late tonight. Yeah, well, I'm tied up with a divorced couple who have some property up here in Maine. They want to split it up.
A divorced couple. Tell the truth, Chester. The day we got married, did you ever think that we'd end up being referred to as a divorced couple?
Yeah. Thought flashed through my mind.
That was one of the problems with our marriage. Most of the things that made it into your mind just flashed through.
Listen, can you hang on? I want to take this in my office. You know the problem with you two? You just don't know how to get along with one another.
I really think Harry's wasting his time in law. I mean, with insight like that, he could have been my mother. I'll run this through while we're waiting.
Listen, by the way, how is your mother?
Look, Chester, don't start on my mother.
Maud. I am not starting anything. I have not seen your mother in 20 years. I was just wondering how she is, and that is all.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chester. No, she's fine. She's just fine.
Too bad.
Unfortunately, my poor father is dead, or else I could cheer you up with some bad news about him.
In my life.
You know, I have to admit you were the only person who knew how to talk to my father. That's because he never knew that that blank stare was your idea of holding your own in a conversation.
That's perfect. That's perfect, Ma. That is so typical. I haven't seen you in 20 years, so why don't we just spend the time talking about how dumb I was? Shall we do
Chester,
that?
We only have 5 minutes.
Can we wind this up along?
Terrific.
Harriet, we're in luck. Well, it looks like they just left. That's a shame. Divorces can really be nasty. I'm so glad ours is going along so smoothly. Yeah. Hey, listen. I can still catch the 6:52. Bye.
Oh, hey.
I'm almost finished. We'll be out of here in no time. Not that I imagine you have any pressing engagements to go to dressed like that.
Why, what's the matter with the way I'm dressed?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I mean, it makes perfect sense to show up for a business meeting at a lawyer's office in Midtown Manhattan dressed like a Concord grape.
Go again, Maud. Always a little joke at my expense. Slam dunk.
I'm sorry, Chester. In fact, you look very attractive in that windbreaker.
Thank you. I sell these now.
You're kidding.
No, $34.95.
Fabulous.
40% polyester, 50% cotton, machine washable. Comes in 6 different colors.
Who cares, Chester?
Huh?
Who cares, Chester? You mean, you don't teach phys ed anymore?
No, I've got my own company now, Sporting Goods. Mm. I got over 30 employees. What are you staring at?
I was Just remembering that gorgeous young Greek god who made football history at Newton High.
Oh, yes. Still hold the school record, right? Hey, 22 touchdowns in one season.
The only time you ever spoke to me was once when you asked me to hold your letterman sweater so you could crawl under the bleachers with Mary Louise Walchek.
I held the school record with her, too.
Anyway, the next thing I knew, and this was years later, Barney had died. I was a young widow with a small child, and suddenly there you were, back in my life again.
That was our class reunion, wasn't it? You know, you seemed so interested in me. I kept wondering what a brainy girl like you saw in a guy like me.
I used to ask myself the same question. But after we were married, when I was home alone and you were down at Farragher's.
Lord, come on now. It's 20 years. Now, let's not dig up all that stuff.
What
again.
The hell was the big attraction
I
down at Farragher's?
I like to watch TV with the guy.
We had television at home. We had beer at home.
We also had you at home. We're two grown-up, mature people. Can't we spend 5 minutes without tearing away at each other?
Look, let's face it, there was never any love lost between us. I mean, all you did was aggravate me.
I aggravated you? How about all the little things that used to aggravate me? Like when I used to brush my teeth there, you have a sink full of combs or silk stockings.
You want to talk?
Yeah,
you want to talk. You want to talk?
Go ahead.
How about how you woke up every morning snorting with that post nasal? And the way you ate poached eggs with your mouth open.
I never ate poached eggs before.
Open wide open.
You cannot eat poached eggs with your mouth open. Turn up having wife problems when you're married. I'll be damned if I want them when I'm single. I'm getting out.
Great, go ahead.
It's been great seeing you again, Maud. Put a couple of my copies in the mail, will you please? Out of the door, stuck. Hey, wait a minute, that's not stuck, that's locked.
Chester, use your head, the door isn't locked. Harry, would you please open the door from your side? It seems to be stuck here. Harry? Oh, my God, I bet Harry's gone home.
Wait a minute. Don't panic. Here's a phone. This is for incoming calls only.
Will you? I think this is just for incoming calls.
That's what it says, incoming calls. Wait a minute. This means we could be stuck here for the weekend.
Chester, this is serious.
I know it is. With your mouth, we'll be out of oxygen in 10 minutes.
Let's just stop, huh?
Okay.
I mean, why don't we forget that we were married and be friends?
Fine with me. Okay.
I mean, why spend the entire weekend talking about what a rotten husband you were?
I was not.
You were a rotten husband. End of conversation, period.
What period? Comma.
Because, yes. You've been going to night school.
There you go again. You see, I could never talk to you. You would never pay attention to me when I wanted to have a conversation with you.
The only time you wanted to have a conversation with me was when I was just falling asleep.
You were always just falling asleep.
There was never anything that fantastic to stay awake for.
Tell that to Mary Louise Walsh.
Help! Help! Help, please! There are two very incompatible people locked in here. What time is it, Chester?
I told you 5 minutes ago.
Won't you even tell me the time when I ask
you? 5 minutes ago it was 9:25. It is now 9:30. In 5 minutes it'll be 9:35. Incoming call.
Hello? Hello? Look, please, don't say anything. Let me talk. We are locked up. A heavy breather.
What?
There there is a heavy breather on the other end.
Get him up here, will you? Get him up here. Talk sexy to him. Get him up here. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I think I know what you have in mind, and it sounds interesting.
What do I look like?
Oh, imagine a pair of lazy eyes like dark, limpid pools, and then move on to lips that are red and moist and throbbing, and then head south to a body like a hot, sun-ripened mango. And now that you have me in the mood, why don't you just hustle up to the 39th floor, 1240 Avenue of the Americas, and... What do you mean heights make you sick?
How can anything make you sick after what you just suggested? Well, wait a minute, please. If you can't come up, will you at least call a policeman?
I see. He is a policeman.
I'm starved.
Oh, so am I.
You got anything to eat in your bag?
No, not unless you think a Banaka blast is nourishing.
I remember you used to carry Oreos and Fig Newtons and Ginger Snaps.
It was just for Carol when she was little.
I know, you spoiled that kid rotten.
Oh, no, how can you be so bitter about cookies you haven't seen for 20 years?
Because it was always Oreos and Fig Newtons for Carol. Never Malamars for me. I love Malamar. Never bought me Malamar.
I don't believe it. You are still jealous of Carol.
I was never
jealous. You are
jealous
of Carol, admit it.
Why should I be jealous of a little girl? I could beat her at everything. Checkers, ping pong, badminton,
right.
Boxing,
that's
wrestling,
right.
Weightlifting.
That's right, that's right. Just avoid the issue like you always did.
Maud, I adored Carol. Okay?
Hmm? Then why wouldn't you adopt her?
Why? Well, that was your fault, because I could never live up to your idea of the perfect father. Reading A is for Apple was not me.
I've said it before, and I will say it again. Divorce with the wrong man is hell.
But I suppose I should thank you for at least making that decision easy.
No, you didn't make that decision. I decided to divorce you.
Just a moment, Chester. I distinctly remember we were over at the Bradfords for that swimming party.
Right.
We were in their bedroom putting on our bathing suits, right. And you said something to me that made me suddenly realize I wanted a divorce.
What'll I say?
You said I want a divorce.
I never said that.
Oh, come on. Now, Chester, one of us had to say it. I mean, it didn't just happen.
We never said it. We never even talked about it. We came home from the party that day. I packed my bag. You just sat there. And you let me walk out.
We got a divorce without ever actually deciding to do it.
Right, and Maud, I don't actually remember us deciding to get married either.
Oh, just a minute. Now, maybe we don't remember which of us decided to get the divorce, but there is no doubt who decided we should get married. My mother.
My sister and her husband.
And all our friends. I think it was because we looked right walking into a room together.
Oh, it's a great reason. Everybody assumed it, and then we just went ahead and did it, huh? Boy.
We stumbled into marriage, and then we stumbled out of it. Oh, Chester, that's so sad. Oh, I'm sorry.
it, you...
It's very attractive.
Yes, it is. You know, I looked into hair transplants, but the hair transplants are very expensive, and it hurts, too, you know. It's a very good one. It's only $125, non-static nylon, color fixed.
Just.
Yeah, you know... You go to a singles bar, it's nice because if you want to pick up a few
Who
chicks...
Who cares, Chester?
No, I'm sorry, Chester. You know something? I like you better without it.
You do?
Hmm?
You know something more? You really do have luscious lips. Can I ever tell you that? Those lazy eyes, dark limpid pools, and that some... That sun-ripened body like a mango.
Hi, Chester, I just said those things to try to get a degenerate interested in me.
It worked. Just think about it, Maud. You know, here we are, locked up together here. We don't even know what's going on in the outside world. I mean, maybe a Russian plane with an atomic bomb is heading right now to... New York City?
Chester.
Yes.
Chester, in case the bomb hits, I think Walter would feel better if he found our bones in two separate piles.
Listen, why don't you just forget about Walter? Just forget about everything, will you? Just think about us, huh?
Please be reasonable. Not on the Xerox machine. A copy might get back to Walter.
Perfect.
Perfect? What do you mean perfect?
You could have just said no, you know. You don't have to pull out one of your famous witty lines. You know, you always have to be witty more, don't you? Well, I've always hated that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it just so happens that other people love it.
Well.
Of course, you never had to worry about being liked. Big football hero. You were always popular.
Yes. Till I married you.
What?
Yes, people were always more interested in you.
I don't understand.
Well, just thank God for Farragut's Bar and Grill. The guys down there liked me for myself. I just knew that I scored 24 points against John Marshall High School. Well, I didn't have to feel afraid that they were going to... Feel afraid?
You afraid?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, I was afraid. I was just afraid, Maud. I was afraid that I wasn't important anymore. I couldn't compete with you. You were always so confident.
Confident?
Yes.
I was scared to death.
What are you talking about?
Scared to death.
I learned in high school that if a girl wanted to be popular, she either had to be gorgeous or funny. So I decided to be funny because, let's face it, I was never gorgeous. Just terribly attractive. Inside, I was scared. I was scared of you, too.
You mean you didn't hate me?
Did you hate me?
Oh, I was scared, afraid.
Same with me.
Oh, Maud. Why didn't we talk like this 20 years ago, huh?
I guess we were afraid.
Maud.
Don't even suggest it.
Maud, we just wiped away 20 years of bitterness.
Look, I know what you're
it
leading
could
up.
Be the sweetest, most loving, tender moment that we ever shared.
Oh, hello.
Thank heaven there is a God.
No, I'm the cleaning lady.
Wouldn't you know, the cleaning lady.
Do you want me to come back later?
No. We were just on our way out. Oh, bless you.
Jack, why don't we stop off and get a bite to eat before I go home? We can sign these there, huh? Huh?
I was never so sorry to be rescued in all of my life. Listen, Moore, tell me something. If all this had happened 20 years ago, you think things would have been different?
I know it. If we knew then what we know now, there wouldn't have been all this bitterness. We could have had a happy and a healthy, marvelous, wonderful divorce.